people know it far and wide. Happy is the bride that the sun shines upon.
That's the voice of Paul Robeson, and as our guest suggested, a young Paul Robeson. We're telling the story of a new production going on at the Aurora Fox Arts Theater, 9900 East Colfax Avenue. The show is called I Go On Singing, Paul Robeson's Life in His Words and Songs. The star of the show is Anthony Brown, who joins us in studio this morning at First Take. It's early. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. See, you had to find a guy with some pipes to play the voice of Paul Robeson. We're really going to educate some folks here as to the name Paul Robeson. They may have heard him, but he had quite a life. All-American at Rutgers, class valedictorian, Phi Beta Kappa, around the world, singing, a revolutionary, a blacklisted. Oh my goodness, who was Paul Robeson to you now?
Well, I think some of those things that you named was important descriptions for Paul Robeson, but Paul Robeson was those things and even more. Someone referred to him as the first African American international superstar. He certainly was an activist. And was very interested in the concerns of the common people. And he was able to influence not only people in his own country, but people all over the world. He was greatly loved. And I think some of that had to do with his ability to connect with just ordinary people.
Paul Robeson is the topic of this show called I Go On Singing, a new production for Denver. And written by Andrew Flagg, who is also here quietly in studio, and directed by Donnie Betts out at the Aurora Fox Arts Center over the next couple of weekends. Our guest is Tony Brown. Anthony Brown performing Paul Robeson. As you dived into this role, what did you learn about his walk, his odyssey, his life?
My relationship with Paul Robeson goes really further back than that. It starts when I'm a child. And I listen to his records because my parents revered him so. And then reading so much about him, both the autobiography, which we use in the show Here I Stand, and some other biographies that were written about his life. And I somehow had felt a profound connection to Paul Robeson. And in the show then, when I had a chance to start to actually play Paul Robeson, I had a strong identification and a empathetic sense for the struggles of the man and the courage of the man who spoke out against all kinds of injustices when it wasn't popular, and who was just a very courageous person.
Active in really relations between the U.S. and Russia, lived in Russia for a time, was blacklisted for it during the House Un-American Activities Committee. As you said, he paid a price for that.
Yes, he paid a price for that. And, of course, it is believed that one of the ultimate prices he paid was when he was in Russia on his very last night. They had a big party for him, and somebody put something in his drink, some kind of an hallucinogen, which ultimately created a seizure and then a suicide and a suicide attempt, and then ultimately electroshock therapy and long hospitalizations from which I don't think he ever fully recovered.
Right. Really active against African colonialism as well.
Yes.
You know, we think about his roles in Shakespeare, Othello, Emperor Jones, right?
Yes.
And, but there's more to Paul Robeson, that deep baritone, than Old Man River. Because that's what we think of when we hear that big, rich, that deep Old Man River.
Right. Maybe we could call that his signature song, but he sang so many other songs, and you'll hear some of those songs if you come to the show. And we know that he was much more than an orator or an actor. Although, you're right, he played in theater and did it so powerfully, especially his Othello. So so impressive the way he would quote Shakespeare. And I think he made his people quite proud.
Anthony Brown, our guest. The production of I Go On Singing is this weekend and next at the Aurora Fox Arts Center. We had a clip, but Tony Brown says he's up early and he's willing to share a little bit from the production of I Go On Singing. Any verse or quote from the piece? We'd love to hear it.
There are lots of wonderful quotes that really do capture the eloquence of Robeson. It was in Britain, among the English, the Scottish, the Welsh, and the Irish people of that land, that I learned that the essential character of a nation is determined not by the common people, not by the upper classes, but by the common people, and that common people of all nations are truly brothers and sisters in the great family of humanity. I think maybe this is one of his real strengths, is that he connected to ordinary people. And somehow they connected with him. I'll never forget reading about the time when he was at the Peace Arch, and he was no longer allowed to travel outside of the country. And the throngs of people that came down from Canada and the throngs of people that came up from the United States, because they couldn't see him anymore.
Right, they took his passport.
They took his passport, so there he was. And in addition to that, the throngs of people all across Europe who wrote letters to the White House in opposition to what the American government had done to him. So he had a tremendous following with ordinary people, workers. He does a song on workers' rights called Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
That song also went on to become a real anthem for a lot of folk singers.
Much
later, Joan Baez sang it. I think Nina Simone one time also recorded it.
Our guest, Anthony Brown. The production is I Go On Singing, Paul Robeson's Life in His Words and Songs by Andrew Flack and directed by Donnie Betts. Tony Brown, thank you for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's at the Aurora Fox Arts Center on East Colfax this weekend and next.
And to conclude this segment, we have something special for all of you. This is Rahsaan Roland Kirk, who was also inspired throughout his life by Paul Robeson. And he wrote a tune called Water for Robeson and Williams.
Set you down this and say besides that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turban Turk, being a Venetian, introduced the state, I took by the throat the damned heathen dog and snot him,